This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Baghdad, retired U.S. General Jay Garner meets today with prominent members of Iraq's majority Shiites and minority Sunnis. The meeting is described as an all-faction conference on the country's future government. It's the second meeting of its kind in 2 weeks, and it's being held on what once was a holiday in Iraq, Saddam Hussein's birthday. In previous years, Iraqis were required to have parties and bake cakes in their president's honor. This year, few are marking the day. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad.
Sajjad al-Hasaki flips through a photo album with pictures of his most complicated cakes.
This is al-Quds.
Al-Quds,
This is...
He runs the famous al-Hasaki bakery in Baghdad's upmarket Mansour district. Last year at this time, he received 250 orders.
Normally, we started to prepare for his birthday 5 days before. But party officials would come in and make sure we were designing the cakes exactly how they wanted. In the days leading up to the 28th, we would work hard for 24 hours without a rest.
Among the most challenging designs was a sheet cake that measured 8 yards by 3 yards. It was decorated with a chocolate and frosting model of the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Running alongside the mosque was a vanilla frosting oil pipeline. Underneath was written, "Happy Birthday, Sir Commander." This year, Al-Hasaki is concentrating on perfecting his pristine petit fours and syrupy sweet baklava. No more Saddam desserts. In the cooler, only pictures of Papa Smurf and Pokemon adorn the ready-to-eat cakes. But still, for Al-Hasaki, the 28th looms large in his mind. It was always the busiest time of the year, and now, like many Baghdadis, he believes something is going to happen.
He will make something which might cause some catastrophe or something to the people, like exploding some missiles or something.
But 85-year-old Juwad al-Safar dismisses such talk.
That is silly things. Some of them say, well, I heard it. I told them, in which radio? We haven't got electricity.
At the al-Sa'a restaurant, people line up for chicken sandwiches. This is the restaurant U.S. forces attacked, believing Saddam Hussein was hiding here. Today, there's a gaping hole in the building, but it's still crowded. Mahmoud Mohammed is a regular here. He's one of the few locals who admits he'll actually celebrate Saddam's birthday.
I think that he was a great leader. I can say he was like a badge of honor for all Arab people. So I will celebrate this day at home with cakes and food, and maybe slaughter a sheep in honor of our president.
It's impossible to know whether Mohammed is frightened to speak openly with a foreign reporter. There is still much paranoia in this country after 3 decades under one leader. Back at the Al-Hasaki bakery, Sajjad, the manager, says, at the very least, he's relieved he can work on perfecting his frosting images of Smurfs and clowns rather than political symbols. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.